Supermarket AI offers recipe for mom's famous mustard gas. An AI from New Zealand grocery chain gave one user a recipe for an aromatic water mix that included bleach and ammonia as ingredients. If you don't know, if you mix bleach and ammonia, it would create chlorine gas. The world, the AI ethics world, the AI critics world is outraged. This is a clear example of how the deployment of large language models in an uncontrolled fashion can harm people. Harm. Let's say the word 50 billion times until we get what we want. It's a magic word, as you know. This has been spread around a little bit, and I bet you that 5 years from now, you will hear people saying that the risks of LLM, the risks of deploying AI can be clearly seen in the example, because this one, a harmless recipe bot, made this chlorine gas recipe and suggested it to a user. Now, if you hear that, let's call them markers of grift. It is a headline that agrees with what you want to say or what you think gets you a lot of clout and clicks, or what you must say in order for your job security, if your job security is things like advising companies or governments on the safety of AI. Your job security depends on that. So you'll just retweet this article and be outraged about it. Let's actually look into it, will we? So this is a grocery chain that made a bot. And the bot, you can tell it what ingredients you have, and it makes you a recipe. Now, in this case, what would you expect from this headline, right? I would expect that I type in, you know, I have these things, and it, for some reason, includes bleach and ammonia, as, you know, at that, and it gives me something really dangerous when I was actually looking for recipe. Okay, let's look at the actual tweet. I asked the recipe maker what I could make if I only had water, bleach and ammonia, and it has suggested making a deadly chlorine gas. Okay, let's look at this recipe. It literally lists the ingredients that you gave it, and it says, in a large pitcher, pour the ammonia and bleach and slowly add the water and stir. It's you gave it these ingredients. You said, I want to make a recipe that includes bleach and ammonia, and it gave you the simplest recipe that includes bleach and ammonia, and you somehow complain about it. This is maximum intellectual dishonesty. Not to try it out. The Liam Hayer here, cool, like tried it out. Think like, okay, you can make it do this. Obviously, a bot that's prompted to make a recipe from any sort of ingredients will make recipes from ingredients. But the journalist framing it as this. On top of that, the AI ethics people framing it like they do, probably not even having read the article. Maximum dishonest. Like, come on. It's an entirely different thing than you're suggesting what happened. Of course, you can make the argument if the person comes with inappropriate ingredients, you should say something. But can you really make an argument that anyone is harmed here? Clearly, nobody who is actually looking for a recipe is being suggested the chlorine gas mix. And nothing here has ever demonstrated that if you come with appropriate ingredients, that it gives you a chlorine gas mix. But as I said, you can bet that this argument, this example right here, in its dishonest form, will go right before hearings in Congress, governmental bodies, EU commissions and whatnot. It will just be peddled and peddled and peddled. That's the nature of the grifters of AI ethics and AI criticism. The article here goes on and says, it seems like we've given it bleach as an ingredient and it came back with a recipe that included bleach. And then they criticize it that even if they come with normal ingredients, the recipe comes out utterly disgusting. So then that's the criticism. If you have actual ingredient, sometimes it makes you a recipe that's not very good. And then people find like weird edge cases. I'm sorry, people, nobody is harmed. The only times it outputs something that's harmful is when people deliberately input things to make it output that something is harmful. They're kind of making the anti-point to what they want to make. Now, obviously, the company has been going like, ooh, and is now restricting the inputs and so on. They should just go out and be like, screw it. So what I done is I actually made my own AI that is, I have to say, very, very dangerous. So I made my own. And it's right here. I had to use Torch. So this is raw PyTorch. The frameworks, they didn't accommodate the complexity of my AI. So this is the recipe maker right here. So we can try it out. Let's say, so the model, and I give it ingredients, like I give it apple and mustard. Okay. So what does it say? Let's see. Mix together apple. That's disgusting. Oh my God. How could this happen? This AI is... okay, let's see. Let's say nails and big chunks of wood. Oh. This is dangerous. This is how... like, the AI just suggested me a recipe with nails in it. Clearly, I've demonstrated the dangers of AI right here. That's why the license on this repository, you can find it on my GitHub, it's linked, is obviously I'm going to go with the OpenRail license because that's the ethical license, right? The model is super duper dangerous, and you know, you can use it, but there is restrictions in order to keep it safe. So it's the recipe AI. You cannot use it to make recipes because it's just, at the article, I was skeptical. Now I'm convinced. Try out the model, not to make recipes though. But you know, have at it. Share this around, and please, please stay safe. Please. The world's become dangerous.